This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Hundreds of thousands of Coloradans may no longer qualify, or they may be disenrolled from Colorado's Medicaid program. That's due to changes in federal policy and funding when the COVID public health emergency ends in May. In the meantime, some health organizations are trying to keep people in Medicaid. Patrick Gordon is CEO of Rocky Mountain Health Plans.
Our message is pretty straightforward. We are well-organized and positioned across all these partnerships to help people stay covered. But people need to act. Please don't wait.
The state plans to reach out to enrollees and urges people to complete and return the renewal packet. Colorado's Department of Natural Resources will be studying the effects that native pollinating insects has on state ecosystems. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
The study was commissioned thanks to a law that passed last year. Researchers from the Colorado State University Extension, the University of Colorado Museum of Natural History, and other public and private agencies will contribute. The study must be completed and presented to lawmakers and the governor by 2024. It will cost about $200,000. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
And the Denver Nuggets are in Memphis tonight to take on the Grizzlies. Denver sits atop the Western Conference standings. Memphis is in second place. Warmer temperatures across the state today, highs in the 50s for Denver and Colorado Springs, 40s for the mountains, partly cloudy at times. And you're listening to CPR News and KRCC.